I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike, and in studio, we have a man who is bringing a lot of great comedy throughout the Colorado scene. In fact, he's actually going to be joining us for our fourth birthday party, Comedy 103.1, turning 4 years old at a Comedy Works South on October 18th. We're going to talk about all of that right now. We have Nathan Lund. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome to the Comedy 103.1 studios. How you been, man?
Real good, real busy.
I check out your Facebook page, and like every single day, it seems like you're somewhere else, and you're all over town, and you know, that's one cool thing about Denver is it seems like the comedy scene is, you know, exciting and vibrant. There's always something going on.
Sure, yeah. Pretty much every night, if I'm not at the Comedy Works, I'm doing my own shows or I'm doing somebody else's show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great shows pretty much every night. Weekly shows, monthly shows, a little bit of everything, yeah.
And a few weeks ago, I was at a Comedy Works 35th anniversary party. And when it got done, a friend of mine's like, we have to go to the Deer Pile. And I was like, what's the Deer Pile? She's like, let's go. So we went there to the Deer Pile. And I was like, wow, I'd never even been there before. And found out it's an event that you actually do. It's on Wednesday night, so you'll be doing it tonight. Tell everybody what you do over at the Deer Pile.
Yeah, the Deer Pile is just a small space above a bar called City O City. And a few years ago, almost 5 years ago, we needed a place to put on shows. Me and the guys that were doing our Wednesday show, which is called Too Much Fun, needed a new place because we had gotten kicked out of our old place. It had shut down. And we cleared out this space and eventually had a stage. It took a while to turn it into the Deer Pile, but after a little while, you know, a lot of hard work went into making it kind of just a DIY venue. And so Too Much Fun has been there. We were the first show, and the calendar just started to fill up after that. You know, there's a lot of great shows there. The Narrators started there. There's a great show called Three Course Comedy once a month there. And and we do our the show. Too Much Fun has been every Wednesday at 10:30 for almost 5-6 years. We've almost been there at the Deer Pile for 5 years, and it's a great space, you know, to have free shows. We do beer by donation, so everything's very cheap,
which is when I went up to buy a beer and they're like, oh, it's a donation. I mean, I thought I was in heaven in it all by itself. So
right.
I mean, you know, no cover, and you know, just donation charge. That's what I'm talking about for beer.
I originally started the show with three other guys. We called ourselves the Fine Gentlemen's Club, and a couple guys have moved, and one other guy just had to stop doing the show to focus on work and school. So now it's just me, but it's still going to be every Wednesday, and we have a lot of great comics that come through town that have heard about Denver, you know, that they need to stop here on their tours or on their travels, because we have great crowds, great local comics, and it's just a fun city to be in right now.
And for people who don't know where the Deer Pile is, like you said, it's above City O City. You know the cross streets on that?
Yeah, it's on 13th and Sherman. So in Cap Hill, and there's other great shows, but we've been there every Wednesday. I guess I should say I'm there every Wednesday. We have a great show tonight. Stephen AJ is going to be headlining. He's a local favorite. We might have a couple people stop in who are doing other shows that are in town. So yeah, hopefully we'll have a good crowd tonight.
That's at the Deer Pile. It is tonight. You can go check that out. Like I said, it's free. All you have to do is show up and you can get your laugh on. And we are less than 2 weeks away. Comedy 103.1's fourth birthday party, October 18th at Comedy Works South. And, you know, we're celebrating right with 10 of some of Denver's best comedians, including you, Nathan Lund. We have Steve Mudflat McGrew, Stephen AJ, Janae Burris, Brent Gill, Hippie Man, Adrian Mesa, Rick Kearns, Christy Bouchel, and Aaron Urist. So first off, thank you for joining the team, and also get your tickets at comedy1031.com. Being a comic here in Denver, it's a great comedy scene, and Comedy Works is like the place to be. Like, even with the comedians all over the country, this is the place they want to be. And for you to get here, what does that mean to you, you know, for a club celebrating the 35th year and being one of the most established and respected clubs in the country?
By calling in to their hotline so you can sign up for their new talent night. That's every Tuesday. And so you have to call in every week and you leave your name. And after, I think it used to be, it was about 2 months it took before you'd get on. So I think when I was calling in, it probably took about 2 months. Now that there's so many comics calling in, it's 3 months before you get your first time. But eventually I got my first set, which was 2 minutes, only 2 minutes. But I was excited. You know, I moved here from Las Vegas, and there are a bunch of great shows and clubs there, but I wasn't doing them. You know, right. I was new. So Comedy Works was the first time I got a real shot at doing time on a real stage at a real club, and it was, you know, it was special for sure. I was hooked right away, and yeah. And so you just to be in Denver, you just kind of keep putting in your time at Comedy Works, signing up, calling in. They have their contest every year. You know, I did that the first 3 years I lived here, and made it to the finals, luckily, all 3 years. So did not win, but made it to the finals. And just the more time that you put in there, eventually you start getting more longer sets and more opportunities. And last year I got the final promotion and bump up to the paid list, the professional regular list, and that was huge. One of my big comedy accomplishments for sure, you know, being able to have the time put in pay off, and now I get to perform there all the time.
What made you want to get into comedy? How did this start for you?
You know, people always said I was funny when I was growing up, and I loved comedy, but I didn't think I could actually do it. And then in college, I just kind of thought about it more. I also was about to graduate and didn't know what the hell I wanted to do with the rest of my life. So I just thought, you know, why not give it a shot? So I did. And like I said earlier, I started in Vegas. I lived there. So I hit up a couple of places, asked if they did comedy. And one of the bars that I hit up did music, but not comedy. But they said I could just do some time before a band. And I said, all right, you know, so I brought some friends. And that was the first time I did stand up was just for a group of my friends in a bar. You know, nobody else was really there.
That's a good way to start.
It was because, they were very supportive. And I was high as a kite after I was done. It was a crazy feeling. I was hooked right away. Luckily, I had a great first set because I had bad sets for about 3 years or so. Yeah. There were a lot of bad sets after that first one. But I was hooked, and I just kept doing
it. You need to bring all your friends every time.
That would be ideal. You know, what's funny is when you start out, your friends come, and you're not good. And then the longer you do it, the better you get. But then by the time you're actually good, your friends aren't coming
anymore. They don't want to go anymore. They've seen it already.
They've seen you. Yeah. Well, then they start coming again when you get, like, the cool shows, when you're opening up for names. Or if you're in a festival or a contest, then you get the support back. But, yeah, it's a long road.
If people want to find you, are you on social media where they can find you to stay up to date, like, where you're performing at?
I am on Facebook, Nathan Lund. On Twitter, I'm just at Nathan Lund. And Instagram is at Lund Shots because somebody else was already Nathan Lund.
Oh, we got to find that person.
So I want to, I got to take them out.
Take their phone and delete the account so you can restart it. Well, we want to thank you for making time for us, Nathan Lund. Like I said, tonight on Wednesday nights, it's at the Deer Pile. Too much fun.
That's right.
Too much fun. It's free comedy. Just go check it out. What time does that start usually?
We try to start about 10:30.
Okay. 10:30, that's going on tonight. And then we're less than 2 weeks away, October 18th. You can see Nathan along with 9 other great comedians right here from Colorado. Comedy Works South, Comedy 103.1's 4th birthday party. Like I said, it's only $10.31. It's going to be a good time. Come hang out with us. Nathan Lund, thank you so much for making time for us, man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.